Blog Talk Radio.
Now there's only one day of the week I can chill, 'cause 6 out of 7 gotta get that dollar bill. Getting my grind on, making sure I'm stacking. Leave the high priest, I could never be slacking. But everybody need at least one day. You can play like BK and just have it your way. So hold the work and the stress, because I'm taking a break. Today I need to feel the cool breeze down at the lake. No time like the present, so it's time to get clean, 'cause I'm a stone cold Midwest pimp machine. I'ma give you what I got, and baby, that's plenty. Sipping on some pomegranate juice, no Henny. Fresh from the shower, feeling like a million. Now it's time for smell goods, man, I'm straight killing. Like I said before, there was only one day, and you can best believe that I'm chilling on a Sunday.
Chilling on a Sunday, that's the only day for me, where I can take some time to relax and set my mind free. And I'm just chilling on a Sunday with my dog and my best friend. Because before you know it, it's time to work once again.
Before you know it, man, this day will be over. So I'm feeling high even though I'm straight sober. I can't let nothing break my stride, so I call up my homies, now let's take a little ride. Everybody's cooling, the sun is shining. Perfect kind of day for some freestyle rhyming. My friends sipping on their favorite drink. Others getting smoked out till they can't think. Me, I'm just observing, I've been there, done that. But if you enjoy yourself, well then run that. My boy gotta come back for every joke. Can't stop laughing, man, it's me and my folks. No time to provoke, ain't starting no beef, 'cause the time I get to chill is just too damn brief. And like I said, for me, there is only one day, and you can best believe that I'm chilling on a Sunday.
Chilling on a Sunday, it's the only day for me, where I can take some time to relax and set my mind free. Chilling on a Sunday with my dog and my best friend. Because before you know it, it's time to work once again.
6 o'clock, time to hit the barbecue, stomach on growl, so you know what I gotta do. Everybody say I got culinary skills, after that they asking me to get on the wheels. Hold up, first of all, I gotta have a few plates. All the homies telling me the food tastes great. Man, this potato salad straight on hit. Won't be none left, nope, not one bit. Alright y'all, I guess it's time to get the music flowing. Ladies wanna dance, that's something I'm already knowing. I got some old school jams and some cuts, make them start moving them big old butts. This is so much fun, laid back and so tight. Makes me kinda sad to have to call it a night, 'cause like I said, for me, there is only one day, and you can best believe that I was chilling on a Sunday.
Chilling on a Sunday, it's the only day for me, where I can take some time to relax and set my mind free. Chilling on a Sunday with my dog and my best friend. Because before you know it, it's time to work once again.
Sunday chilling, ain't nothing like it. Wake up, have that coffee, go online, see what's up with all your internet folks, you know what I'm saying? Later on, gotta call the homies. And don't forget about hitting the mall with your man or your lady. Spend a little paper. Enjoy the day, make the most of it. 'Cause when you lay your head down and that alarm clock goes off in the morning, it's a whole new week. Time to get back to work and make that paper. Good evening, cyber world. Once again, you are tuned in to another half-hour fact and fun-filled edition of one of the realest entertainment radio blogs found on the internet. It is TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Faith the High Priest. And that's me. Friends call me TDHP. You can basically call me anything but late for dinner. Ha-ha! You already know the deal. Starting off the top of the hour, that would be yours truly. And what are we doing? We are chilling on a Sunday, man. You know, I thought I would give you a little bit of insight about that song because it's something I created today. You know, you just never know when that creative vibe is going to hit you. And, you know, again, just thought I would share with you a little bit about how the whole creative process can just come out of nowhere. Woke up this morning, was just chilling, was online, just
messing around on YouTube. There's some dude on there I subscribe to who checks out a lot of G-Funk instrumental videos, man. I happened to come across this. I thought it sounded real dope, reminded me of some old DJ Quick. So I went ahead and dumped the track. While I was listening to it, I was thinking to myself, you know, when I hear really good music, I get instantly inspired, man. Like creativity sparks. So I got an idea. I'm like, you know, it's Sunday. This is real laid back. I think I'm going to call it Chilling on a Sunday. So I sat down there, man. The writing process, man, you know, it's man, I'm sharing some real intimate stuff with you guys, man, the way I put it down, man. You know, I let the music play on the YouTube. I would keep just letting the song play. I keep starting from the beginning. And I compose a Gmail letter to myself. I write, like, I put the pad and the pen down, man. I'm high tech now, man. I compose an email to myself. And I write the verses, man. So wrote the first verse, and then all of a sudden I came up with the chorus, man. You know, I would do my little punk-ass singing on the hooks, man. But, hey, it's all me. No auto-tune, man. 100%. No vote, no reverb, no nothing, man. Just a little EQ on there. So, you know, knocked out the three verses. Took it over to the Tascam 2488, man. I got this janky analog digital conversion going on, man. And, you know, did the vocals. This is, man, that song consists of six tracks, two tracks of music. I do one main vocal. I don't do a lot of overdubs on most of my songs. I do two tracks for the hook vocals, and then I use the track at the end for a little bit of talking. Mixed it, mastered it, did this all about 90 minutes, uploaded to the internet, and you're hearing it tonight as a world premiere, So, hey, man, again, appreciate you listening. You can find that at my Thief Dog page at SoundCloud. Man, I got 4 minutes left. I'm going to have like 4 hours there. I got another, 3 hours, excuse me. I got another three pages with 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? I got 5 pages all together when this is all said and done. It's going to be like 15 hours, man. I know it's a little excessive. I know people like, I don't really want to sit down and listen to Thief the High Priest for 15 hours. You know, man, segments, a lot of flavor there, man. You're going to like what you hear. Anyway, I'm not trying to be a me monster, but it is my show, so I got to let you know what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? Calling in from the D-Town, Detroit, Michigan, one of my homies, you know what I'm saying? Been homie online for a minute. Sar 3 calling in. Dope producer. He got some music we going to check out. We going to chop it up. We've never actually conversed, like, you know, verbally. So that's how we put it down, man. We just do the hot ad-libs, man, and keep it moving, keep it fresh, and keep it unscripted and unstale. Shout out to the late, great James Brown. Happy birthday. He would have been like 83. I think James Brown would have been like 83. Happy birthday, James. Unfortunately, we have to say condolences to the family of Benny King, R&B singer Benny King, who co-wrote Stand By Me, died at age 76 a couple of days ago, man. So, you know, man, lose some great musicians here, man. Got to keep that flame rolling. Got to keep that flame burning. Let's light this candle. And again, calling in from Detroit, Michigan, he goes by the name of Sar 3, great producer, just all-around good dude. Let's see what's going on with the big homie. What's the business?
Peace. What's going on, man?
Sar 3 in the building. Yes, sir. What's going on, homie? What's good?
Oh, not much, man. I'm on the bus actually getting off from work, but I had to come in and make my guest appearance on here. I appreciate you having me on here.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure, homie. You know what I'm saying? About time we actually got to chat, you know. I came up with a new word. We're going to do some chapaganda. How you love that one?
Oh, yeah. That's hot.
You know what I'm saying? A little chapaganda. We chop it up about the propaganda of the music business, man. So, hey, for all the listeners out there, for everyone who's going to be checking the archive episodes, please formally introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Sar 3.
Well, peace. Like I said, or actually you said, Sar, I go by Sar 3, the producer. Sometimes also go by the name of Deja Sound when I do, you know, funk stuff, funk projects. But all in all, I stay down here in Detroit. But I'm originally from Cincinnati. And I got into making music probably around the time of 1988, I believe. Was inspired by Public Enemy, actually the the Bomb Squad producers. I actually had to sit down and study how they used to chop their samples up and how they produced, and that always intrigued me. So around that time in 88, I used to do pause tapes, and I know Dilla, who's pretty big out here in Detroit, that's pretty much how he got his start. He was doing pause tape, but more or less he was more musical, And then later on down the road, I start doing little producing here and there, mainly from around my way, originally in Ohio. I was known, well, myself and the rest of my family, we were known for drawing. That was a big thing. We used to always draw cartoon characters and stuff like that. But music was always the first love right there, being that both of my parents were big with music. They had a massive collection of records from Perry White, Isaac Hayes, Marvin Gaye, the whole nine. So that's basically it in a nutshell right here. And basically been working on trying to complete some projects for this year. I'm really looking forward to that. And hopefully listeners will be, intrigued as well once it finally drops.
That's what's good, man. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, taking your time out to join us on TDR Radio this evening. I did see that you were originally from Ohio, just keeping that Midwest connection strong. I'm holding it down in Milwaukee, Holding it down in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The only artist claiming West Coast and lives in the Midwest, but we just worldwide. It's all music, just all real beats. Like I said, it's the chopaganda, homie. That's how we put it down. Whatever is real, that's what we gravitate to, man. So, yeah, obviously you have some great influences there, man. Public Enemy, 1988. I'm sure that you're really, the big thing, the project you were probably influenced by was Nation of Millions.
Right. You hit it right on the head right there. Exactly. I'll never forget that, too. It was funny. It was funny because previous year my brother had bought Joe Bum Rush the Show in 87. And then somewhere around that time in 88, he was like, man, I want another record or something like that. And I had no knowledge of Public Enemy putting out a new album, but I told him, I said, hey, man, I'm going to go down to the record shop and check out if they got Public Enemy's new record. He said, okay. And I went down there, and there it was. It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. And when I brought it back, he was happy as I don't know what. So he played it and played it and studied that album. So, yeah, that was the album right there.
It's, that's a real groundbreaking as far as samples. Yo Bum Rush the Show, definitely a good album. But the Bomb Squad, they just took sampling to a new level with that album, man. And, obviously I'm from that era, man, so I definitely remember it, man. That was 1988, They say,
yeah.
And really I say too, man, one of the best, if not the best year in hip-hop, man. You have Big Daddy Kane, De La Soul.
Even
groups like Salt and Pepper, man, it was a movement. It was a very exciting time in hip-hop, and really, unless you were there and experiencing it, it's really hard to explain the excitement and the intensity of something that was so new, so fresh. It was really... pushing the envelope. It was finally coming, really coming to life at its fullest. It was coming into fruition. And, like I said, we could talk about it all day long, but unless someone was actually there, it's kind of hard to explain the impact that it had on producers like yourself and even artists like me, so. That's what's up, man. So, yeah, well, that's great, man. Like I said, we got some music coming up here. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to TDR Radio. Your host, Thief the High Priest, Czar III, calling in from the D-Town. We're going to start this off with Moni. So check this out and don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the sounds of Moni with Czar 3. Tuned in to TDR Radio, Thief Dog Records Radio with Thief Dog. Stay Fly, High Priest, TDHP, totally devastating, hypnotic pimping for the internet airwaves in a real live way. Czar 3, man, you put it down on the production on that track, homie.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
I dig it, man. I can definitely dig the style and the flavor. To me, it kind of reminded me of something like some old, like, kind of Native Tongues kind of style. Like, I'm getting visions of Jungle Brothers, Q-Tip, and maybe Fife. You know, maybe even like Trez. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, that's just me. But hope you take that as a compliment, because it's definitely meant as one.
Definitely, that's exactly the same thing my wife said. She said part of the stuff that I do reminds her of something that the Native Tongues would make, you know, something like that. And I think that that's definitely a compliment. That's what I really dug a lot, you know, growing up. You know, the whole Native Tongues tribe, De La Soul, Jungle Brothers. You know, Moni Love, actually, she was like the first hip hop, I guess you say, a female artist I bought. Album at the time. I know my sister, she had maybe MC Light or something like that. But, you know, that was like the first album I bought that was down to earth. And I think I played that to death. You know, so, yeah, definitely. Definitely, that Native Tongues definitely inspired me, you know, in my whole production aspect.
Yeah, it shows, man, for real. You know, I mean, that's another great classic, you know, sound and movement in hip hop that, I mean, damn, I mean, it's Native Tongues. I mean, is that disbanded? Is that dissolved? I mean, do you have any idea? I'm just kind of lost with that, really. Like, current day Native Tongues, are they even doing anything, or do you happen to know?
That's a good question. I know as recently, you know, De La Soul have this big thing with Kickstarter, getting supporters to support them for their new album. And that was basically a success. I helped fund that album myself. And they're looking for that to be released, I believe, in September or something like that. So De La Soul definitely still, you know, amongst us. Tribe, you know, I think that, you know, every now and then they get together to do tours and do their, you know, pretty much their classic material, but nothing new as far as I'm concerned. I know they got some stuff going on with each other that I'm not going to probably expand on. I mean, if you saw the movie, you probably understand. But Jungle Brothers, I think they're still doing some stuff. I don't know as far as, you know, rap is concerned, but I think they're still doing something right now. I'm not quite sure. Drez, I know, he's out there making stuff happen. Jerobi as well, Tribe Called Quest. And, you know, Moni has got her own radio show on Backspin, so with Ladies First, so. They're still very much, you know, amongst us. I think the most vocal right now is De La and Moni, you know, doing their thing.
That's what's up. I mean, Fife, we need a new Fife record. You know what I'm saying? Fife, the 5-foot assassin. You know what I'm saying? I think his album's kind of slept on. You know what I'm saying? I always like, you know. You know, he has some flavor there, man. He has some nice production, too, man. So, yeah, so again, you know, this just. My bad. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry. I was saying, you know, he had Dilla on production on his first album. And a couple other.
That's movies. What I was going to. That's what I thought, man. That's what I thought.
Yeah
like you said, definitely some great music and, you know, more just great music and more great memories from a fantastic era in hip-hop, man. So I know you were saying something about, you know, dabbling around in the funk as well, man. You know, can you expand on that? I mean, what do you do? You're doing some funk tracks. Who are some of the people you're working with, and who are some of your funk influences as far as the music and the production?
Well, actually, I started doing funk, man, like about maybe 2012, and it kind of happened by accident, right? I was excited to see this whole modern funk thing because, you know, I was missing the G-Funk sound. Like, I love how you do yours, you know what I'm saying? You still keep it alive.
Appreciate that, homie. Appreciate that.
Oh, no, not a problem, you know what I'm saying? And this cat named Dane Funk, he's with Stone Throwers, I think, out in California somewhere. At the time, he was like the main one, the only one, it seemed, that was doing and I was excited. You know, at first I heard his album, yeah, he's pretty good. And I think he made a song called Galactic Funk or something like that. I think that's what the song is called. It was a 12-inch single. And when I heard that, I lost it. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I was telling my wife. I said, look, that sounds something like, you know, stuff back then, the 80s. Oh, my God, I can't believe people still do that. And she was listening, couldn't quite understand what I was getting excited about. But after a while, she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I see what you're talking about. And I had reached out to Dane Funk because he used to be on Facebook, and I used to talk a little bit with him. And I asked him one time, I think my wife wanted me to ask to see if he could, you know, was down to collaborate with her or something like that. And hit right back, but I understand because, you know, you got a busy schedule and stuff like that. So that inspired me to actually sit down in front of my keyboard and actually start just fooling around with some stuff to see if I could make some funk, and I actually did. And that was supposed to be an album that I was working on. It was called Who, is what it was called. And I wasn't going to be under the name Zara Free. It was going to be under the name Deja Sound. And I had made a couple drafts and stuff like that, and was talking with Mr. Steve Washington from Slave and trying to get him down to collaborate. And we tried to get him to collaborate, and I had Steady Grooves in mind. I had another guy named Ira Long from Pittsburgh who does funk as well, and we were going to put this project down. It was supposed to actually been released, man, a long time ago, maybe 2013 or even last year. But technical difficulties got in the way, so it's been put on hold for quite a while. So we're looking, hopefully, sometime to end this year to bring that to fruition.
That's what's good. You know, things happen. You know, man, schedules get changed. And, man, you know what I'm saying? It's part of the propaganda. Ha-ha! Part of the propaganda for these release dates. Yeah. These release dates, my God, these release dates. So it happens, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Steady Groove. We got, you know what I'm saying? I always extend, you know, the welcome to people from different countries, you know, to come in on the show. It might be a little bit of expensive call for them, but hey, it's TDR Radio. Yeah. You got to look out for the family. You know, me and Steady Groove did a track together, man. He's a phenomenal musician, man. And just, you know,
I heard that track. That's hot. Yeah,
I appreciate that, man. And, you know, just you know, on a personal note, man. You know, like I just want to thank you for all the support you've shown me on my page throughout our friendship, man. Our time online, and you know, it definitely strikes a chord with me. Doesn't go unnoticed, and man, seriously appreciated, man. You know, I see all the time you invest in checking out, you know, you're checking out damn near everything I post, man. So, and, you know, I was real interested in just hearing about that, the funk aspect of what you do because, yeah, man, you know, that's where it all started for me. You know, I have a saying that I say in at least three songs, man. I'm not a rapper. Yeah. I'm the world's biggest funk fan. You know what I'm saying? This started from this, that, you know, I'm not a rapper. I'm the world's biggest funk fan, man. You know, I started, you know, rest in peace, Rick James, man. It came from being a Rick James fan. Went into, you know, very different aspects, checking out some, you know, 80s funk stuff like Bill Summers off of the West Coast, man. Some of that electro stuff, the Bar K's, and, you know, man, it shifted into, many different, you know, spinoffs, man. You know, George Clinton, the Tom McDog in the 80s, man, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of my vocals, man, are just inspired by a lot of funk. That's why, you know, I love the funk era, and it, you know, what I do is just more like of some melodic type, you know, just really dabbling. You know, man, I don't consider myself a singer at all, but the great, you know, man, a lot of, you know, respected the funk singers, like, they weren't the greatest singers in the world, but they, you know,
that's
man, they were melodic, and they were groovy, man, and that's all that really mattered, man, so... Yeah, man. We wish you much success on your project. You know, it's definitely been a pleasure having you here. I always add to all of my guests. Man, my pleasure, man. You know, the door is open, man. So whenever you get some more, when you get some solidified dates on some future projects, man, you're more than welcome to come back. You know, like I said, as I share with all of my guests, the downside of a half-hour show is before you know it, I'm looking up and we're down to the last 2.5 minutes. So I want to kick off this last song. Got any? How about some parting words for the listeners out there, man? Send us off with some where they can find you at online.
Oh, well, definitely you can find me online on Facebook. They had me change my name, but it's under Sar Sayid. That's S-A-A-R-S-A-Y-Y-I-D. You can check me out on SoundCloud under both Producer Cypher, LLC, and Sar Asani. That's S-A-A-R-A-S-A-N-I.
Y'all make sure you check my man out. You know what I'm saying? Going to be some more exciting production and projects on the way. You have been tuned in to TDR Radio, Czar 3, called in from Detroit. We thank you once again. And, of course, your host with the most, the State Fly High Priest. Join us next week. We got more family. Scotty Big Scott Claiborne calling in. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know,
yeah.
We just keep it close. We just keep it close-knit. And we out of here tonight with one more track by Czar 3. This is We Don't Play. As always, in parting, we wish you good night, God bless, and whatever you do, don't stop the music.
Peace.